Good morning, Debbie Nicholson speaking. I'm just about to read you my blog for today, which is called Protecting Your Heart. Nowadays, it seems in order to survive this world of poisons, we need to be not just physically in tune with what's going on, we also need to be spiritually in tune. It's all very well to look nice. However, if you're not looking after what rules you, then there's no point continuing in that direction. There are many Protecting Your Heart Bible verses we can look at to help us follow that still small voice that governs us as we step our way through the dangerous paths of every day. However, there are only a couple that I would like to point out to you for what I want to say today. The first one is, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he," taken from Proverbs 23, verse 7. What you think about comes about, and so whatever your thoughts are deep down, that's what's going to show in your countenance when you meet someone. Your thoughts bring about your actions show in what you do and say. Others can perceive your thoughts by what you do. You as an individual is what attracts others to you, or doesn't. And how does one go about protecting your heart from getting hurt when perhaps you have a friend who is scary like I do? She collaborates with people close to her and then uses threatening scare tactics in her approach through her written words. It's not nice having a friend that you love very much who sends you emails and texts that you in the end are too frightened to open because of the hurt that she constantly inflicts by what she says. And as if that isn't bad enough, she gets her friends to back up the emails and texts with sarcastic comments from them. She reminds me of the scripture found in Luke 6, verse 45, "A man speaks from the good or evil in his heart." Now, protecting your heart from love that is misguided is another issue that comes up here in this relationship. You want the relationship to continue, however, at what point does forgiveness on your part stop being sincere? I know we're taught to forgive until the cows come home and let Heavenly Father deal with the perpetrator, but being human has its shortcomings in these situations. Protecting your heart in a relationship such as this certainly brings to mind a need to help seek out further help in order to overcome the stress caused by the actions being taken here. I was reading a blog today that prompted me to say a few words extra on this subject. Mary Ann Costello wrote that a well that is polluted will make you sick if you drink from it, and if you drink enough from it, then eventually the inevitable happens and you meet your demise. Well, help is available, and immediately the line of a verse of a hymn I know says, "Prayer will change the night to day." Now, one can change their bad habits. However, when the bad habit is based in your heart, what else is there left to help protect your heart other than prayer? Now, to heal oneself with prayer means a mighty change of heart. And then the scripture taken from Matthew 5, verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart," allows us to enjoy the blessings of what follows.